So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
The head of the NRA reportedly contacted President Trump earlier this week to discuss gun control legislation talk after the two mass shootings over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump's supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
I mean, let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
The original filming site for the Field of Dreams movie will see a game in real life played between the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox next year. The White Sox will play host to the Yankees in Dyersville, Iowa on August 13th, 2020, as a temporary 8,000-seat stadium will be assembled at the site for that game. Build it and they will come, I suppose. And police are investigating after two Texas zebras are dead. A property owner in New Braunfels had bought the animals earlier in the day, but they got loose. The two animals were returned to the owner, but both later died of unknown causes, according to police. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast today starts with mostly sunny skies, a high near 84, westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 58, light northwesterly winds. Saturday, enjoy the day with sunny skies and a high near 83, light northwesterly winds becoming westerly between 5 and 10 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 57, light northwesterly winds. On Sunday, again, sunny skies with a high near 83, calm winds becoming westerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low around 61, and you can start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 87.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings on the Chamber WHCRDB, the voice of business internet radio station. I am Susan Lax, host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. And we have a great show today, very exciting, because we have Robin Lapidus, who is director of the Flemington Community Partnership. She's here to not only talk about the incredible festival that will be tomorrow, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival on Stangle Road in Flemington, but also is going to talk about what the FCP does for businesses, the new opportunity zone, and how you can literally cash in on this. So we are very, very proud to have Robin here today. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Lots of exciting things going on, and we're going to really, first of all, get into letting our listeners find out who you are, because after all, you're a few months in, maybe 6 months in?
Three.
So I was right the first time.
I make myself comfortable very quickly, but yes, I've only been here for three.
Okay, great. Well, we welcome you in Flemington and in Hunterdon County, because when our municipalities are successful, the entire county is successful. So you came 3 months ago. I know you've come from Boston. I know you've got a fantastic resume in terms of marketing local municipalities and so forth. Why Flemington?
Well, I really am a Jersey girl through and through. I grew up in Maplewood.
Then we like you even better.
Yes, and I've always considered myself out of New Jersey when I wasn't living here. So I love it here. This is my home, and it's the place I feel the most comfortable, and I'm really happy to have moved back here. I've wanted something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I worked for many, many years in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in Harvard Square, which is a well-known and very well-traveled destination. And then I also worked in Central Square, which is closer to the MIT side of Cambridge.
And I have two kids living in Boston, so I'm familiar with the area.
Yes. So you know, it's they're highly trafficked and very well marketed to the world. They really are places where people live and do great business, and they are also important tourist destinations. And so I really learned a lot being the executive director of both of those organizations, both having very different needs. And then I thought, when my son went to college, that I might like to live by the sea. So I moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts,
nice.
Which is the end of the earth, the very tip of Cape Cod, which is a highly trafficked tourist destination where people also live. We had 2,000 bed and breakfast rooms, so I have a lot of tips for my board member, Tim, at Main Street Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really learned more about business, marketing businesses and tourism. So I do believe that a lot of those skills can be very useful to Flemington. And why Flemington? Because it's really beautiful. It's really historic and important. It has played a major role in the history of retail. And I don't think our best days are behind us. I think they're in front of us. And if we can really come together as a community to agree on what's important to us, we can move forward and have attract the kinds of retail and the kinds of housing and the kinds of activities that will make us a better community for more people to live in.
So 3 months in, what very specifically have you learned about Flemington that really stands out? You mentioned, obviously, it's a historic area. It does have history in retail. We talk about Flemington Furs. I don't know, care where you lived in the United States, but you saw that commercial
mm-hmm.
growing up
sure.
for sure. Liberty Village was a destination in and of itself. But what else have you learned about Flemington?
Well, I think from my own personal experience, I grew up in Maplewood. My family later moved to Bedminster. My dad was a township committee man. You know, we've always, as a family, been very committed to our communities, to volunteerism, to, you know, to understanding history. And I think that the richness of the history here is phenomenal. And we are about to launch a new historic tour in collaboration with some of the other historical organizations. And just like Frenchtown has a fabulous tour, we are planning to have a tour two times during the week at lunch.
Yeah.
So we hope that we can attract groups to come back for a historical tour and then discounts at our restaurants for lunch. We're also going to do one on the weekends to attract tourism and people who may be looking for a weekend getaway. But I think you know, there isn't any place that I've been in Flemington that doesn't have a steep and storied history. So I think it's really important to understand the past in order to really appropriately move forward to the future. And that's been very meaningful. I think the volume of traffic that comes through Flemington is really also important to understand, because we have so much traffic here. We're not a sleepy town that nobody, finds.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming here. Our traffic volume can be up to 9,000 cars on Main Street. So how do we ensure that the people driving through are driving slowly, that they're seeing the wealth of businesses that we have, that they're getting the invitation through signage and other beautification that says welcome, and that they really know where are our parking lots, that they're free, that they should park and jump in.
So you mentioned getting the community involved and on the same page and agreeing, and that is often difficult. I've lived in various towns that were trying to get their businesses, their town promoted the same way Flemington is. So what are the things that the businesses have, and also the residents, because again, one of the nice things about Flemington is that it is a walking community.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people who live here, stumble out of your house, go to a fine restaurant, etc. So what are, give me the top three things that the stakeholders have agreed upon. We always look at the negative, oh, people are clashing or whatever, or disagreeing, but what are the top three?
I think the top thing that everyone agrees on is that we all want more business,
mm-hmm.
more business. There isn't anyone here who feels that they have enough business and they're satisfied. So the goal is, it's all about foot traffic. People vote with their feet. They come into your businesses. So we do need to drive more foot traffic. Right now we have plenty of car traffic, but that doesn't always result in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And our businesses do rely on sales. They're no matter how community-minded or well-intended they are, they're in business to be able to, you know, keep a roof over their family's heads.
And absolutely,
we need more. We need a greater commitment, I think, from the community to support local businesses. I also think we need to employ
by Flemington.
Yeah, by Flemington, and Flemington Borough is one borough that represents lots of different types of business areas. So I think we also need to tell a better story when we're talking about what makes Main Street unique, what makes Stengel and Turntable unique, what makes the shops of Flemington, who are also in our borough, unique, and the shops at Hunterdon Plaza. So it's our job to tell each business area's unique story and to explain how they all relate to each other so we can share customers.
And that's a big feat. We're going to come back with Robin after this break and talk about how do we, in fact, meet the challenges of what the stakeholders need for Flemington to not just survive, but thrive. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, Our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show Friday mornings between 10 and 11. Hunterdon Helplines Hands Across Hunterdon focuses on the folks, the businesses, nonprofits, government agencies that are the hands across Hunterdon to make a difference and to make Hunterdon County a great place to work, play, enjoy, raise families. We are there for you 24/7, 365 days of the year. Hunterdon Helpline has been working for you for 50 years now. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary. Any need at any time for basic human needs, shelter, mental health resources, senior family and youth services, employment, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. Again, 24/7, 365 days, including holidays. All you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, that's all one word, helplinehc.org. And learn about our other programs and services, such as work connectivity, literacy, instruction, programs for seniors and people with disabilities to age comfortably and safely in the residence of their choice. Again, 24/7 Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. 908-782-4357. And we are back with Robin Lapidus, who is the director of the Flemington Community Partnership. And we've been talking about the great job she has, having been in it for only 3 months, to not just promote Flemington, but really, as we said before the break, not to survive, but to thrive, to bring it back to where it was. We talk about it being historical, but it has a rich history in being a destination from all over the country, whether the retail end of it brought people here, or whether the historic opportunities and venues brought people here. It was thriving, and I would like to say that it's still thriving, because I enjoy the shops in Flemington. I enjoy the stroll. I enjoy the historic opportunities. I had a great docent at Flemington Castle when Hunterdon Helpline had its town crawl fundraiser, and we always try to include a cultural site. And man, I was just blown away, absolutely blown away about the history of Flemington that they spoke about. And of course, you know, we have the Lindbergh trial. I'm a former journalist, so near and dear to my heart to be living in an area that was just across the headlines, so to speak. So, again, we talked about some of the things that the stakeholders would like to see. But even greater than just promoting and marketing and doing the festivals, which I have to say tomorrow, you better be there. What do they say? Be there or you'll miss out. You want to be part of this great event, noon to 8 p.m. on Stengel Road, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. It's a huge event. It's absolutely fantastic. And it does bring people to Flemington. But before we get to that, and stay tuned for all that information, the Opportunity Zone is something that was kicked off. I understand 100 businesses came to that event, and really in the hopes of attracting more businesses to the area, and also developers, because it doesn't stop at business. You know, with Hunterdon Helpline, of course, we're always looking for housing opportunities. The inventory is very low. Tell us about the Opportunity Zone and what this is going to do, not just for Flemington, but again, as I said before, One municipal succeeds, Hunterdon County succeeds.
Exactly. All boats do rise with the same tide. I've seen that with my own eyes and some in many situations. So I think, you asked the question about what do stakeholders need to do, what do stakeholders want, and I really think that the heavy lifting is on the Flemington Community Partnership to really do the kind of economic development work to, one, retain businesses that are currently here, and they need a lot of support to be retained in this environment because it's challenging, and as well as attract new business to many of our vacant spaces and to some spaces that possibly could be redeveloped to be given a new purpose, a higher purpose, a better purpose, something that fits better in the environment. You know, we all drive through Flemington or walk through Flemington and see buildings that served a really important purpose that no longer function in that role, that could serve a better purpose, a more contemporary purpose, and help fill this community with really terrific people. Our housing inventory, which is low, is also affordably priced. And I hear from many realtors that there's a lot of younger people who have the kind of jobs where they can afford to live here and, help build the future community, and they love Flemington. So I think we really can fill our downtown and our main streets with new young families who want to live here, and also be a great place to grow older because, we have a fabulous library you can walk to, and there's so many amenities that are right on Main Street or are on and around Stengel. And then there's everything you could ever want to buy ever along our highway corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads lead, all roads lead really to Flemington and to every place else. So our what we designed as a major icon for the Opportunity Zone Summit was we put the heart, because we're Love Flemington, in the middle of a map of New Jersey, and we showed our proximity to New York and our proximity to Philly and our proximity to the mountains and the shore. And we really are the heart of Hunterdon County. We're the county seat. We are a really important place. And we do need to examine our assets and really work on that. For example, we're the only place in Hunterdon County that grew up parking buses full of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't park in Lambertville or Clinton because they don't have that kind of space. They came here, and then from here people may have wandered off to the on the railroad or to wineries or to other quaint areas, to the river. So I think we need to really understand we could park buses full of people here again tomorrow. But how are we going to work together to create an enticement to get them to come? And part of that is adding new businesses to have a richer mix of businesses, to have more activities that people want to experience. People can buy things online, but they still want to physically be in a place where shopping, dining, and enjoying art is an experience. So it's kind of on us to create the experience new business.
So what I'm hearing is we capitalize on the old, but I'm a firm believer in change, and that change is good. So we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater because, there, as you keep pointing out, the history behind this area is amazing. And I do believe that it can be as large a destination, if not larger, than it was, quote-unquote, back in the day. But I do believe change is good, and we see a few things coming down the pike about change. What are some of the things that are not just we're doing something different, but that is being promoted that really uses the foundation of Flemington, the history of Flemington, but also brings a new mix to the picture?
Sure. And I think the Opportunity Zone for us created a very unique opportunity for us to really work in partnership with the FCP, the borough, the Hunterdon Chamber, the Hunterdon Economic Development Team, and the mayor actually created a special Opportunity Zone committee, which had residents and people of different beliefs about what we need immediately. But we sat down and we really first created the data to show where we are and what surrounds us and how are we unique in this county. We are the only Opportunity Zone in the county, so that really makes us unique. I believe there's 70-plus Opportunity Zones in New Jersey, and only 8 of them are a place where we're one census tract. So all of the borough is an Opportunity Zone. So whether you're looking at something on Main Street that may be historic, or you're looking at, you know, something along Turntable, you know, on one of the streets around there or up by the highway, all of the properties, all the commercial area in the borough that could be repurposed or developed with either a new business in an existing structure or a new structure is an Opportunity Zone. And that basically means that the federally regulated Opportunity Zone is a tax deferment program to attract capital to underserved areas. So we're not the first place where people with capital look to invest. But the Opportunity Zone really does create a special opportunity for those people to look at us.
It's an incentive.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute incentive program.
And in addition, there were incentives for us to start looking at ourselves differently and to do the kind of... So there were some grants. There's a $100,000 challenge right now. We can use that money for marketing and for a business attraction, which is what we started to do with our summit, and I can tell you more about that.
And we're going to take a short break and come back with Robin Lapidus, who is director of the Flemington Community Partnership. If you're interested, go to loveflemington.com for more information. Also about the wonderful event coming up tomorrow, Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival from noon to 8 p.m. on Stengel Road. And if you have questions you want to ask directly, give them a call at 908-809-5464. That's 908-809-5464. And we'll be back with Robin after these few commercial messages to talk more about the Opportunity Zone and, of course, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. I hope it's on your calendar.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still urging President Trump to urge Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell to call the Senate back into session so we can take action on gun violence bills the House has already passed. McConnell says he won't call senators back early, but action on those measures will be at the top of the list when the Senate does return in September. Meanwhile, California Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, who's a shooting survivor herself, says she thinks this rises to the level of calling the Senate back into session.
When people are fearful to go out, to go to festivals, to go to grocery stores, to theaters, for fear that someone's going to blow people up, we have a problem.
She was speaking to NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 84. West winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, maybe going up to gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 58. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 83. Light northwesterly winds becoming westerly between 5 and 10 miles per hour in the morning. And Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 57. Sunday, sunny skies, a high near 83. Calm winds becoming westerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Sunday night, mostly clear, with a low around 61. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. And that means, who are you out there who's giving back, paying it forward? And we want you on the show. And today we're extremely happy to have a big hand in Flemington, Robin Lapidus, who is director of the Flemington Community Partnership. And she has been sharing with us all of the plans, the vision for Flemington to move forward and really capitalize on its assets. And there are many assets, Robin, as we've been discussing. One of the things we were talking about before the break, of course, was the Opportunity Zone. And I think that that provides incentives to businesses, to developers, and so forth to come into Flemington. And I really think that from what I read on the news and so forth, people were very excited about that summit.
It was people were very excited about it. And the energy in the room was really impactful and high level and just what you would want if you were inviting the world to come and check out your borough to understand its unique qualities and what kinds of businesses would fit here, what are our needs, what would work well, what would be successful. So, and our goal really with the Opportunity Summit was to inform people that we can get plans produced quickly, that we are open for business, that we are interested in new people coming here.
And when you say we are, not just the Flemington Community Partnership, which is sort of the economic development HUD, but we have a council who is very open to business coming in as well and trying to get those plans through and so forth and knock down as many barriers. From what I understand, that they are also committed. You can't have an economic development committee or organization without a committed council, and I think you've got that here.
Well, I think we all have to broaden our minds as to the broadest horizon of what we hope to have happen here, and promote ourselves. First, to understand to do a really good asset understanding and possibly some charrettes or community meetings where we can talk to each other about what we really hope, what would we like to see here. And I know there have been many plans and many studies, and they've all contributed something really important to our vision. But right now, there's a very time-sensitive opportunity to attract new developers, new business-minded people to town to work with us to help make those things happen. So we had 120, 130 total people at this day-long summit. The subject was the borough. We were able to present a really great data package. It was heavily data-driven, so it wasn't just what we thought. But we really gave them traffic data, census data, data about the farms that surround us, which really does impact our quality of life. Healthcare data. We are the healthiest county. We win lots of awards for our healthcare. As you know, being in the helping industry, I mean, we really do a very good job of taking care of people in this place, and it is a place where a lot of people would like to start a company, move a business. I think the bigger questions they have is, where would I go? You know, where would I put this new company? What would be a really good fit, and how easy is it to get something approved and, you know, to move from plan to action? And we did have, about four or five people come to tell about their experiences. So we had Alan from Chimney Rock came and said it took him 9 months to do all the permitting from idea to actually build out. That business was built in 9 months. He said he's had 200,000 diners, and
you just have to drive by the parking lot and see. They're almost as crowded as Costco's.
That's
but
right.
9 months is right there is an incentive, because the things that we hear businesses complain about all the time are the zoning ordinances, the zoning committees. Oh, my gosh, it takes, 3 years to get something off the ground. Let me ask you this. How many people walked away, do you think, who said, I want to have that second conversation?
Well, and again, remember, we got 130 people to drive.
That's amazing.
To Flemington to stay for almost 5 hours. No, people really didn't leave. We thought people might leave early, but they sat there the entire day and heard about us. We had a trolley tour, so we showed them everything. But they basically, what we wanted them to know was, everyone you need to meet to make this happen is in the room. We're already here. We're already at the table. We're ready. We're ready. We showed a bunch of shovel-ready properties, which means that there are four or five locations in town that already have approvals. So if you wanted to purchase the land from the owner and move ahead with a plan that's already been approved, you could do that. But, we don't want only plans that were approved in the past to happen here. We would also like people to come with good ideas for what they'd like to do now. And it was really exciting. And we hope to do another Opportunity Zone Summit. There's information about investing in businesses that currently exist that's Opportunity Zone related, and we want to be able to provide more information about that as well.
So one of the things that we haven't talked about, clearly the FCP is trying to attract businesses and so forth. But what you do for the businesses that are already here is also amazing. You know, you mentioned retaining businesses, and that's great because people, especially mom-and-pop businesses, and I've had a few of my own, open up on Main Street USA, think they're going to, this is it. They're going to make a killing, not just for profit, but for style of life, et cetera. And before they know it, they're closing their doors. And that's not just in Flemington. Again, that's a Main Street USA story. What you do as the FCP to help retain businesses, I think, is very important. I hope that message went out at the summit, because the marketing that you provide for the businesses. I mean, you cannot look at Facebook without a business being promoted. A new opening is, it's out there. The business practically doesn't have to do any of their own marketing. You really take the bull by the horns and say, we are going to support you, not up until you open the door and we could breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, we filled another vacancy. You are supporting those businesses every single day. And the other part about this that I'd like you to touch upon is the fact that Flemington is more than Main Street. Flemington, we know now, is Stengel Road. You know, I've heard it being mentioned as the second Main Street of Flemington. There are businesses, as you pointed out, that are part of the borough that are bordering 202. So it is a large area, and you do have quite a task, but yet you are constantly out there promoting those businesses. I know that Kathy Guzman, who I hope to have on the show soon, teaches marketing, teaches social media for those people who are not well-versed or what have you. And this is all free. This is what you are really committed to.
Thank you for mentioning Kathy. She is a gem.
She is.
She's a fountain of information. What I enjoy,
ditto again.
What I enjoy the most about my job is that I can really get pulled into, you know, a direction of talking to somebody who has a property they'd like to sell and wants to tell us about it before they tell the rest of the world and ask us for our opinion. And
there's then now that's business savvy.
Oh yeah, but at the same time, you know, I have Kathy who I can rely on to. Right now, today, she's probably sent 10 things out to the world. Only with the sole purpose of promoting our local businesses. So, you know, we have great staff, we have great tools, and I think that the most important thing or the most helpful thing would be if everyone who is in business here worked with us to co-promote, it would really help. So, you know,
it takes a village.
Link to us, because that's how we boost our ratings on Google. If mm-hmm. everyone in town linked back to Love Flemington and we linked to them, then our rankings in Google would rise exponentially tomorrow. So.
And that's not just to link is for your own personal benefit. So if you're listening and you're outside of even Hunterdon County and you're looking for something to do on the weekend or businesses that are unique and different that you want to stroll through another area that has so much historic richness and retail richness, link again, because you will find that it may be some place that one day you want to move to, one day you want to open up a new business. We're going to be right back after these breaks, and again, we are going to talk about the biggest event this weekend, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We'll be right back. When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, is your host of the show. We are 50 years old this year. We're having an incredible gala coming up November 2nd, so please put it on your calendar. We will be honoring Senator Kip Bateman, Freeholder Suzanne Legay, Martin Resnick of Flemington Department Store, and our beloved Harry Mazzugian, who is the former Reverend of the Calvary Episcopal Church. All four people have contributed to our community, and we will be honoring them. We will also have a national speaker talking about helping other people, paying it forward, giving it back, and that's Ron Hall. If you've seen the movie with Greg Kinnear, same kind of different as me, Ron Hall is the character, the real-life character, and he will be our featured speaker. That's November 2nd. We're having it at the Lambertville Inn Ballroom, and it's going to be quite the evening, again, to help the free programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline that has been offering not just the 24/7 helpline all these years, but other programs to keep seniors comfortably and safely in the home of their choice, literacy services for both native English speakers and ESL adult students, work connectivity, matching our Hunterdon County residents with Hunterdon County jobs. The list goes on. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word, .org. Or give us a call, like I said, 24/7, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of this radio show on WHCRDB, the voice of business, Hunterdon County's Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. And I'm speaking rather quickly because we have Robin Lapidus today, if you're just tuning in. She is our guest, and she is the director of the Flemington Community Partnership. It's actually been amazing, Robin, hearing everything that the organization is doing for economic development in the borough and the Opportunity Zone. If you've been listening or just tuning in, you may want to give a call if you're an entrepreneur and want to find an incredibly exciting new area to invest in. Call the FCP at 908-809-5464. That's 908-809-5464. And something that you've been all waiting for, I've been stalling, Robin, is the great event of the weekend, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival that the FCP is hosting on Stangle Road tomorrow, noon to 8 p.m. We don't even have to talk about a rain date because it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And this is its second year. It's exciting because, as the FCP has said in the past, Flemington should become the corn, tomato, and beer capital of the world. And I think that's doable because one of the things that you mentioned earlier was that it's not just about the businesses, but the farms that surround the borough.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drive through Hunterdon County without seeing the cornfields, without seeing not just the farmers' tomato gardens,
sure.
but all of us. I do have a farm, and of course my tomatoes are growing, and this year I tried corn for the second time. We'll see. But we truly are. We can do this, right? We can do this. But tell us about this festival, because we've got over, what, 9 breweries coming for the beer end. We've got about 20, 25 food vendors coming, including 15 local restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on and on. So bring it on, baby.
All right. So, well, we're moving into the slogan, Life is Sweet in Flemington, because everyone knows the slogan, life is good. But really here, life is particularly sweet because we are surrounded by, I believe the statistic is 1,604 farms, and the amount of farm acreage is huge.
And I have to interject,
sure.
We are second only for horses, second only to Monmouth County in Hunterdon County. Those of you who are listening not for the first time know that I'm a horse enthusiast, a rider, trainer, and all of that, and have my own farm. But I came here kicking and screaming, New Jersey, what are you kidding me? And realized that all the Olympic riders, trainers, etc., are right here in Hunterdon County. They only leave during the wintertime when they have to go to Ocala. But this, to me, it's Brigadoon.
It's
the most
spot.
Incredible area, seriously,
yes.
in the country.
And that's why as we really craft our top messages, agritourism and being so close to local food production and shopping local and eating local is so important. We are a farm to festival event on Saturday. So not only do we feature local restaurants producing food that's, sweet tomatoes and sweet
and
Jersey
also
corn.
Farm to table. Most of our restaurants here recognize that they are in a sweet spot.
Yes.
And so when you dine at a local restaurant here, you are experiencing the local produce.
You better believe it. And so even a restaurant like Matt's Red Rooster
mm-hmm.
doesn't set up that day because he's really swamped in his own restaurant. He will spend the entire month doing menus that promote the event, so that have special corn and tomato dishes that drive back to promoting the event, and in return, we promote his restaurant. We have a really large contingent of restaurants preparing food at this event that... And they are the feature. We're not, we make sure it's a lot of food to produce to serve potentially 5,000 or 6,000 or more people.
Absolutely.
That's a large catering order.
We know that at Helpline, just having done salsa night.
But we want to stay true to our local businesses and keep them at the center of everything we do. So we have 55 Main, Platform One, Bluefish Grill, Nispolo Restaurante, Garden State Salad, Viva Mexico, Misa Boar, Flemington Coffee Shop, Hardy's Coffee Bar, The Kombucha Bar, Rita's Ice, Factory Fuel, Stengel Factory Farmers Market. The Farmers Market will set up outside. There are a number of local farms coming just to bring produce to sell as well. And we ask our businesses who are going to be at the event to come up and with activities to help us promote ourselves and drive business back here. It's a one-day opportunity that lasts for months leading up to the event to get the words Flemington in people's minds in a very exciting context. And then it's a one-day opportunity to really sell them on, you. This is how great it feels to be here. Now come back next weekend. So Kathy created a bounce back card, and which we helped subsidize the cost of. And all any of our local businesses had to do was give us information. And we actually have a postcard on their tables that says, come back next week or come back this month and get a discount. So the everything
yeah, there's an incentive.
Yeah, in everything we do.
While you're enjoying incredible food and drinking a variety of beer, to get a discount as well to come back. Because this is truly a showcase of what goes on here in the borough.
And this year, so we have 9 craft breweries that are organized both by Lone Eagle, our local brewery, which is awesome, and the Flemington Fire Department. So
it's a fundraiser, too. I have to give a shout-out because we're a nonprofit, and so it does support the Flemington Fire Department, and they are unbelievable group of people who really take care of us.
True. And we are also, this year we have Tito's Homemade Vodka, which is handmade vodka. I apologize. Tito's Handmade Vodka, which is corn-based. So we're having a Bloody Mary bar because that is corn and tomato and celery and all kinds of other locally grown things. And we're also
I have to wait till 12 o'clock tomorrow?
We're also doing...
Oh, my gosh. That's 24 hours away.
Old York Frosé, which is a frozen wine slushy. So because we know everyone loves New Jersey craft beers, but there are people who love other kinds of adult beverages. And we have something for everyone. And then we also are a family-friendly event. And we have a lot of kids' activities, including Betsy the fire truck and a bunch of other things for the children. So definitely bring your family to the event.
This is a great way to experience Flemington, whether you are a local or not. So, again, it's on Stengel Road tomorrow, August 10th, between noon and 8 p.m. They can't have enough stuff. So, as Robin said, it's fun for the whole family. It is certainly diverse, and anybody, I think, is going to enjoy the food, the beer, the other beverages, whether they're alcoholic or non-alcoholic, getting to see the different produce that we grow here in our immediate area, not just in our state, but here in Hunterdon County. So, again, any questions, whether you're interested in the Opportunity Zone in the borough, whether you need information about the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival, and you certainly can go on loveflemington.com, but here's the phone number, 908-809-5464. That's 908-809-5464. Robin, thank you so much for coming on. It's been incredible. There's so much information about what's going on with the Flemington Community Partnership. I hope you come back. Another invitation to Kathy Guzman. And I think we really, we nailed some of the things that I think if you're a business listening, it's time you gave a call. Again, the Flemington Community Partnership, 908-809-5464. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you to you, and thanks to all of our businesses for making Flemington such a great place.
Thank you. We'll see you next week, folks, on the air, 10 o'clock, every Friday morning.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate a so-called sweetheart deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein has submitted her resignation. A lawyer for A. Marie Villafana confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid an investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in that deal that allowed Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution. When the list of allegations against him ran a mile long, he ended up serving just 13 months jail time, and that was on work release back in 2008. President Trump tweeting this morning that guns should not be placed in the hands of mentally ill or deranged people. He says serious discussions are going on between the U.S. House and Senate leadership over meaningful background checks, which is something the NRA opposes. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis.